I'd like to play you a tune that I wrote over at Bill Monroe's cabin after having lunch with him one day. I looked out into his little kitchen garden. It was all full of raccoons and crows and ravens. And I wondered if Bill still plowed with a mule in the spring. And the hired man looked at me and said, "You know, he does peep, but he don't hardly harvest anymore." So I thought this was a good title for the tune, "Let the Harvest Go to Seed." And I'd like to especially dedicate this to our good friend, Mr. Vassar Clemens. Thinking of you, Vass.
I'm But darling, please remember, let the harvest go to seed, so the wild birds and critters will have enough to eat. You have been my true companion since the day I love the sun. Darling, stay beside me and watch the setting sun. If I die before you do, one request.
Thank you so much. Over here on my right, the newest member of the quartet from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Please make welcome on the mandolin, Sharon Gilchrist. From the beginning on the bass, from Nashville, Tennessee, the great Bryn Bright. From before the beginning, a North Carolinian on the big guitar, Mr. Tony Rice.